This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Violence reignites.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It is a place where a lot of international business is done, and today the heart of Jakarta, Indonesia, was shaken to its core with bombs that exploded at two hotels, the JW Marriott and the Ritz-Carlton. At least 8 people are dead, dozens are injured. And we're joined this morning by Financial Times reporter John Aglianby, who is in Jakarta. Thank you for being with us.
You're more than welcome.
Can you tell us the very latest? This happened in the heart of the business district there, correct?
Very much so. The president has spoken out. I've never seen him so angry and so emotional. And it's unclear yet who exactly is involved or possibly behind this.
And the president, of course, was reelected on this theme that security had been bolstered in Indonesia. Also in this area, these two Western hotels, the Ritz-Carlton and the JW Marriott, were also known as hotels that had very tight security, correct?
Yes, that's correct. The speculation at the moment is that these were so-called inside jobs in the sense that it was a guest who was staying there. Analysts I'm speaking to are suggesting that there'll be a short-term spike in concern, but it's unlikely to lead to long-term damage to investor confidence unless this is not an isolated event and becomes a long-term bombing campaign.
John, in that area, what kind of business is going on right now? Has it all been halted, or is there any activity going on right now?
In neighboring buildings, I think many people have returned to business. Well, it's not as usual. Most people are distracted today, but there are a lot of embassies, there are a lot of companies. My wife works in a building in that area, and she's at the office as normal. So very much people are trying to get back to work, but everyone is still very shaken. It's not quite sure what to think.
And the Indonesian market has been affected as well, right? Stock trading?
But not nearly as much as some people feared. It fell about 2.5% initially, but then it's recovered in those losses. And I was speaking to head of one security house, and he was saying that they've had a lot of foreigners wanting to buy Indonesia today.
John Aglianby from the Financial Times joining us from Jakarta, Indonesia. Thank you, John.
You're most welcome.
Technology companies have been reporting earnings all week here at home. Yesterday, it was IBM and Google's turn. Neither company lost money. IBM's profit was up 12% compared to the second quarter last year. Google was up 19%. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, the tech sector is still suffering.
In Google's case, the better performance comes in part from cutting costs. The company's laid off workers and cut employee perks like free bottled water. Google's online ad business has slowed way down. New ventures like ads for mobile devices and an operating system to compete with Microsoft haven't started earning money yet. IBM's profit also reflects cost cutting. It's laid off 10,000 U.S. workers. Still, IBM's sales look a lot better than other big U.S. technology companies. One reason is that IBM has moved away from selling computers and hardware, which have slumped most in the recession. It's shifted to more lucrative software and consulting businesses, like managing electrical grids and healthcare data networks. And IBM has raised its profit outlook for the rest of the year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Google shares are off 3.5% in pre-market trading. Yesterday, the NASDAQ and Dow gained more than a percent each. The S&P 500 added 0.75%. Asian markets were up today, but Indonesian shares fell by 0.5% after the bombings in Jakarta. European stocks are slightly higher right now. Here's a bit of an oops in the workplace. NASA admitted yesterday the original recordings of the first human moon landing have been erased. The recordings were apparently magnetically zapped to clean to save money, but NASA says newly restored copies of the original broadcast look better than ever.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People are talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The only automobile manufacturing plant in California is in Fremont. It's just north of Silicon Valley. The facility was a joint venture between General Motors and Toyota. GM announced plans to pull out of the plant a few weeks ago, and last Friday, Toyota announced they might close it. Rachel Dornhelm checks in with Fremont residents.
Beck's Shoes is a family-owned chain. Walk into their Fremont branch, and there are tables of comfort shoes and racks of insoles. But go in the stockroom with store manager Oscar Blanco.
This is like your basic.
And there are shelves and shelves of work boots.
It's, you know, your basic six-inch, what they call a six-inch black boot.
These are typical boots at NUMMI, the short name for Fremont's new United Motor Manufacturing Plant. It is the largest private employer in the city, and its shutdown would hurt other businesses throughout the region, places like Beck's. They've had an account with NUMMI for several years.
Well, it's huge because you figure they're given $110 towards a pair of their safety shoes. And they can only get their safety shoes at Beck Shoes, so that counts for a lot of business throughout the year.
Blanco estimates with nearly 5,000 workers, NUMMI's business quickly adds up to a couple $100,000 for the chain. And in a tough economy, you don't want to see that disappear. And that sentiment is echoed around the town, including at Kirby's Sports Bar, which opens really early in the morning and is just down the street from NUMMI. Here's bartender Lisa DiPello.
We open at 6 o'clock for a reason. They have a night shift there that gets off of work at 5:30 in the morning. So for them, that's their 7 o'clock at night.
On a recent afternoon, Dan Houle is there nursing a Budweiser. He's worked at NUMMI for 25 years.
Been there since day one. I started, we built the Chevrolet Nova, the Toyota FX16.
Houle says when he was growing up in Fremont, his father worked at the former GM plant before it became a joint venture with GM and Toyota.
There was a lot more blue-collar industry when I was a lot younger. I believe he had Ford, GM, Mack Truck, Peterbilt.
Toyota has said it hasn't made a decision yet on whether to keep the plant open. But to put the possible closure in perspective, Fremont lost 20,000 jobs during the tech bust of 2002. That's four times the number they'll lose at NUMMI. This week, California lawmakers started to work on tax breaks to help keep the plant open. In Fremont, I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.